Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You say, here's what you don't say, and if you cross that line, you're in trouble with me.
Appreciate that question. I'm just here to just focus on the ball.
He was Belichick right there.
Dale Arnold.
Well, Minshew, they got him listed at 6'1". I guess he leg presses 500 pounds. I was shocked how thick he was.
Yeah, baby.
Rich Keefe.
Because we love you guys, we try to put money in your pockets.
College fund lock of the week.
You're out of your mind with the parlay.
Dale and Keefe. Middays.
All us tight ends look alike.
Shotty, what that thing do?
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Here we go. It's a Friday. Dale and Keefe. No Dale today. He is off. Andy Hart is in. We got Chris Scheim, a.k.a. Scheim Time, a.k.a. Prime Scheim, running the show. Lucy is here as well. So if you call the show, it's 617-779-7937. An added bonus, you get to talk to Lucy today. So that's a nice little thing. Maybe people will just call to talk to Lucy and not to us. But either way, that's how it gets going. Andy Hart, how are you, sir?
Tremendous. How are you?
Tremendous.
Why would I not be? It's Friday.
That's true.
It's already 10:15.
First segment's already over.
The first segment.
Thank you, Greg. That was a good crossover today, I thought.
I didn't listen.
Solid crowd. Yeah, real good.
Tailgate talk.
Yeah, we just talked about boost.
Go to, well, that's kind of right up your alley.
It is definitely up
my
alley.
I meant to ask you last night, when you have to do TV as we did together last night, does that cut into your late afternoon beer consumption?
Yeah, I've never, and this is hand of God, and you know me, I'm a big God guy. Have never, ever drank before going on TV. That's a promise to everybody out there.
What about before going on radio?
On TV, I've never, ever.
Same with me.
I don't even think radio either.
I've done radio hits while drinking. Andy, can you talk to us? We're in blah, blah, blah.
I don't count.
Sitting
those.
On the couch, no, literally drinking the beer while they ask the question.
That doesn't count. That's not like,
I'm
you're not
posting
like, on
stories
the radio.
On EEI.com. You think I've ever had a beer while doing that?
No, I don't think so. Or recording the off day pod, which you can also hear Andy Hart on that with all of his football thoughts.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I did one at Lord Hobo, so we're literally.
I've had a couple of hashtag dorks in the bag, you know? Yeah. You can probably tell. You probably listen. You're like,
very popular podcast.
This isn't very good. This sounds much worse.
You know what else isn't very good?
What would that be, Andy?
Antonio Brown when he's not between the white lines, as they say.
Great football player.
Yes.
Can we put that onto the
side?
Like, great football player. Will he play on Sunday? I don't know. As of right now, yes.
Percentage
as of right now, nothing's happened.
Chances that he does not?
10.
I'll go a little higher, 15.
Oh, okay.
Price is Right.
Yeah. So if it's 12, then you're over, and I would, of course, get it.
So $1,
Bob.
10.1.
He's pushing him. He's pushing him. Isn't he?
Yes.
Like the Patriots? Like, he's really pushing the boundaries. So the latest, and this came out last night, Robert Klemko, who was on our show earlier this week, he, of course, writes for Sports Illustrated. He's the one that had the story, and it's a pretty lengthy story, about all these people that Antonio Brown owes money to, including a painter who alleged some sexual misconduct, I believe is what you would call that. That's where he showed up. He had just a hand towel in front of his junk, and that was it. At his house, and she's not even suing him. She's not going after anything. Now, the latest here is that he sent on Wednesday night a group text message that included this woman, the painter. We'll refer to her as the painter here. Sent her a message, and, well, I guess we can read some of these. And it says, you know, I won't read the whole thing, but really sad you would make up this story. The world thought you had more integrity and respect for yourself. And he goes on and on, like, you're making up the story. He's alleging that she's now making up the story.
Right.
And it's a text message. There's five people on it. So it's Antonio Brown, it's her, we later find out it's his lawyer, and a couple of associates?
Yeah, at least one who's named.
And the real damning thing here is, his whole thing is really trying to shame her and saying that she's broke and has no money. And then he posts a picture that he took off of her Instagram of her three kids. And I don't really know clothes, Andy, but I guess these are clothes that are don't cost a lot of money. And he's trying to shame her and saying, look how broke she is, these are her kids. And he's telling
Which
one
is stupid.
Guy, it is
in this day and age
so stupid.
No, but the specific thing to make clear, like, there's a lot of people who, even people that have decent money, they just go to Target and buy their kids clothes because they're going to outgrow it in 30 days. And what's the point of blowing a great amount of money on fancy clothes?
But I have a hard time with this, too, because Antonio Brown is somebody that started with nothing. He had no money.
Yes.
He got kicked out of his house, all that stuff. So he grew up pretty tough. He had a tough upbringing. And now he's shaming people who aren't like millionaires, who don't dress well. Like,
dirty little secret. He's not a good guy and he's not very intelligent.
Yeah, right. And that's the other part of it, too, is you didn't need to read these text messages to say, wait a minute. You know what? I'm starting to think he's not a good guy.
Right.
Like, we already knew that. This is just further evidence. And I think if you just look at this, and most people have seen him by now. Again, Klemko has it on his Twitter account. He has the posts. And then he goes into a series of things, how he really made sure to follow up. And that is Antonio Brown. Because anybody could write Antonio Brown in their phone. And anybody could do that. It's clear that this was Brown from Wednesday night.
Basically, the attorney, is it Heitner?
Yeah, Darren Heitner is Brown's
attorney. He confirms it because he tells Klemko that he did not advise him to do this. And, quote, you'll notice, I didn't respond.
Right.
So he's basically saying, I got the text. Yes, it's Antonio Brown. I didn't respond.
And then Robert Klemko actually called Antonio Brown. Klemko introduced himself. Brown hung up.
As expected.
Well, you get a lot of spam calls. It's an unrecognizable number. You got to be careful answering those calls. I got one last night. I was telling you about. I got one of these ones.
I don't answer the phone if I don't have it in my phone.
Nah, probably smart. Probably smart. So then Klemko texts Antonio Brown and asked him if he would share proof of his claim that the woman has asked for money. Because that's the other part of this whole thing. Is he's shaming her for being poor and now accusing her of a money grab. But as far as we know, this woman has never asked for money.
Right.
She's not suing him. And even said so in the Klemko piece. He's like, yeah, I came forward because I heard about the Brittany Taylor story. But I'm not asking for anything.
I believe in the original SI story, she actually claimed and he paid her. She was one of the rare ones that got paid. She got like $2,000 for the mural.
I think she didn't
get at least the first installment. Got some money.
Right. There is some money, like at least $700. Plus, that was the one at the charity.
Right.
Where he didn't pay the charity.
But she wants her painting back. She dropped one off to show him that he kept.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. So then he asks him, Klemko asks Antonio Brown, do you have proof that she has asked for money? And he did respond on text, F-O-H, clown.
What does that mean?
F out of here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know when I read
the first time.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, foe?
Well, with him, you never know. It could just be like a poorly written something.
Right,
well,
like
Urban
foe.
Dictionary says that also means front of house in the restaurant business.
Oh.
So it could have meant
maybe
that.
Maybe he did mean that.
Possibly.
He's like, why don't you go to the front of house? You could let us in. You could, table for two. Maybe
I can't believe what I'm hearing over here.
No, I know. So that's what he said. And so bottom line is they are pretty sure. Like, don't call in today and say, how do we know it's Antonio Brown's phone?
It is.
It's his phone. He did this. I also think on the surface of it, so dumb, it's impossible to defend, and I don't even really want to hear people try to defend him reaching out with all of this going on, but I don't think it's a suspendable offense. I don't think it's quite as threatening as they're making it out to be. This woman's lawyer said it was intimidating, it was threatening. I think it's just stupid, because I don't think Antonio Brown posted pictures of the kids being like, let's like take them out, right? He's just trying to shame her that she's poor or whatever.
What's the timestamp on this? I can't actually read it in the photo. Can you?
I think the photo, or you mean like the text messages?
The text messages.
I believe it was 10:47 p.m.
Last night.
Wednesday night is what they're saying.
So Wednesday night. So this actually predates, because I was going to say the irony here is I think he nailed his opening media conference.
I think he did
media
too.
Press conference gathering in the locker room.
We'll go
he
through
had
that
four questions.
Up too. Yeah.
He basically said he's grateful.
No, I think he had three. It was like a opening statement.
And no, there was a question for that.
Oh,
most people
was?
Didn't play it, but there was a question that led
it.
Into that.
Got it.
But he everybody was joking that he's been, you know, brainwashed. He's falling in line with the Belichick nails another one. And meanwhile,
have you seen
SI
all the memes
is doing
from,
this.
Have you seen all the Get Out memes?
No.
So you've seen the movie Get Out?
No.
All right. Oh, God. Andy Hart, you son of a gun. He has absolutely no pop culture reference.
No, not
zero.
Really. Nothing that isn't dated.
Lucy and Chime, you guys have seen Get Out?
Yes.
Okay. See? Not that
so
hard.
Talk to them. There's your audience.
Great. All right.
They have freaking microphones. Talk to them.
Have you seen all the memes of Antonio Brown is like one of the brainwashed guys from Get Out? And like they're all over the place. And like when he joins the Patriots, he's just like.
That's awesome.
I hate you so much.
Good stuff.
It's just, it actually is very good stuff.
I'm sure it is. Somebody
it's
probably gets it somewhere.
It's a very popular film.
Haven't seen it. More importantly, I made a statement in the office that you told me to make sure I make on air, so I'm making it.
Good. A little peek behind the curtain there, Andy.
William.
You could have brought it up a little bit more naturally,
nope.
But that's fine.
No, there's no natural. Yeah, fake
actually,
anything.
This is actually a great line. Go ahead.
William Belichick, the conqueror of all.
Just say Bill Belichick.
Has met his match.
Yeah,
and Antonio
yes.
Brown.
I think he has.
We know that in the past, Bill has left notes in lockers, you know, see me, basically, like a teacher for minor quotes in, like, game stories, talking about a teammate or a play or absolutely anything. What's he doing now? What is going on? And he, by the way,
how
we should mention he will meet
he
with
is.
The media at 11:15.
Yeah, and I think our plan is I think even when he says nothing, it's still a story because it is the Antonio Brown saga is the biggest thing in sports right now. And so if he goes up there and filibusts on the Jets, kind of like he did with the Dolphins.
And he's focused on the Jets. There's no doubt he's focused on the Jets.
I think
we got enough to deal with there.
But how he goes about it, I'm still fascinated by it.
Is there any chance that basically an hour from now,
right,
he goes to the podium and Stacey can get you the announcement we've released Antonio Brown? Any chance?
Yes.
So not only does he not play on Sunday, there's a chance that he's not a Patriot by practice?
Yeah, don't you think?
I think there's a chance. I think it's unlikely. Because if you do, you're not getting rid of him for these texts, as dumb as they are. Whether you believe them to be intimidating or not, Wiggy does not think they're intimidating. They have been portrayed as intimidating. I believe they're intimidating on many levels, by the way.
I can see that side.
I think they're legally, they're basically, this is like somebody threatening to sue you or whatever, right? They're telling, I'm going to find garbage on you. I'm going to make your life miserable like you're trying to make my life miserable. See, and then the kids get involved with the photos.
No, and it's obvious. Putting the kids in there is so stupid.
Well, looping her in on any level is stupid.
Yeah, I don't get
you
that
could
part.
Have sent the same text
to everybody else.
Your lawyer and your
That's
handlers.
That's why I think he's trying to shame her.
I think intimidation is accurate. Like, if you have a dispute with a neighbor and they say, listen,
get off my lawn.
I'm going to make your life tough and I'm going to do some research and maybe I'll talk to a lawyer. They're trying to intimidate you.
So I'm not trying to defend him, but underneath the picture of the kids, what he wrote was, those her kids and IG, and he's talking to one of his friends here, Eric, she's awfully broke, clearly. That's why I think it's more of, like, he's not trying to take the kids away from her or do anything like that. I think he's just, again, trying to embarrass her more.
Right. But he's doing it with her looped in. So there's an intimidation level there.
And then she sounds like she's a celebrity groupie. He puts that out there because she was at some Meek Mill rally and all this other stuff. But one of the things that jumped out to me, and if you're just taking this, and I know there's so much more, right? The Clemco story. There's obviously everything going on with Brittany Taylor, which is the most serious of all of this. But if you're looking for personal conduct policy as it relates to the NFL, I still don't think, and maybe this is the Patriots fan in me, I don't think it's as bad as this.
You need to be terrified of me too, though.
Tyreek Hill.
Correct.
In the offseason. That, to me, I was shocked that he didn't get, I'm not saying boot him out of the league for it, but if you have a personal conduct policy, how does that not?
Not only a personal conduct policy, but a history.
Well, and who you're talking about, right?
But also a history of utilizing that personal conduct policy to suspend players for threatening women.
Yeah.
And that was a threat towards a woman. I do not believe there's any chance that the league is the reason Antonio Brown is not at practice today or would not be at the game on Sunday. I think it would be a New England Patriots decision where, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back. It's no one of these things.
Agreed.
You're just not worth the trouble. We've decided we're going to move on in a different direction. I think it would be totally a unilateral Patriots decision.
And so it'll be a lot of Antonio Brown today, but it will not be all Antonio Brown today. But I think the biggest question is, at this point, everything that we know, do you still want the Patriots to stand by this guy? Because Andy's probably right. Leave the NFL out of it, and maybe the Patriots are waiting for the NFL to make their decision. But if it's up to you right now, do you want the Patriots to stand by Antonio Brown? Andy and I disagree, and we will get into that coming up. Plus, we'll go through his first media availability, which lasted just over a minute. We'll do all of that. Plus, we have Michael Irvin at 11:30. We have Jason McCourty at some point, probably in the first or second hour of the program. Week in Review at 12:30. Shime Time's Free Money at 1:30. I don't know. This might be the greatest.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, of all time.
Back on a Patriots Friday with Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
Bro.
Back here on Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Dale's off today. Andy Hart is in from WEEI.com.
I'm always a little off, you know what I'm saying?
Come on. Just having a little bit of fun here.
Waka waka.
We are talking a lot about Antonio Brown, and I think the big question is, do you want the Patriots to stick by him after the latest here? And the latest would be the text messages that he sent to the painter, including pictures of her kids, telling his buddies or his associates or whatever to investigate. I don't know. It seems so stupid, but we really shouldn't be surprised by it.
No. Like,
there's always stupid stuff with Antonio Brown. We'll get to what he said yesterday.
His first
and only. Yeah, we do. We could probably play it 150 times if we wanted to. But on Wednesday, the topic got brought up. We had Tommy Kern on, as we do every Wednesday during the football season. And Antonio Brown had not talked yet. You know, post-game, he was not made available. And all players are supposed to be made available, Andy. Now, they aren't always.
If you play in the game
and
are not injured, you are supposed to be available after the game.
And if not, there's a fine. And
there can be.
CBA or whatever.
I don't think they actually fine guys
Maybe not.
Very often. But it's basically the threat.
I think the longer it went, I was like, you know, how long can they do this is basically what I was asking Tom Kern. But he kind of took it in another drive. I want you to listen to this and tell me what you think.
The idea that we in the media can do this at the point of the bayonet, players are going to say, you know what, we don't need them anyway. And teams are going to say, we don't need them anyway. The NFL is its own entity. Players, we're going to make three available after the game. How's that sound? We'll bring them all up to the podium. We don't need your asses in the locker room in the first place.
Yeah, but Tom, there's obviously a big difference between talking to Antonio Brown after the game and Jonathan Jones after the game. I mean, this is the most talked about guy in sports. I mean, everybody's
right. What do you think the yield is?
With Antonio Brown, you have no clue. You have no idea what he's going to say. He's the guy you want to hear from the most. Like Josh Gordon last year, I think he had a better case because he's probably going to go up there. He's going to, you know, say a couple of things, and then that's it. Like, what are you really going to get? With Antonio Brown, you have no idea. He could call you a cracker, Tom. We have no clue what Antonio Brown's going to do there. I think it would be, again, a lot of this, I look at sports as entertainment. I think that would be wildly entertaining.
But don't you think the organization might see that and go,
No, of course they did. That's why he wasn't there on Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm overestimating his ability to dummy up for 90 seconds. And you're right.
I don't know if it's in him.
We're missing out on that. But my perception is that I don't feel like hustling in there, standing, you know, ass to front, to reach over with a microphone to get him to say, I like football. I sure do like football.
Right.
God bless. I'm out of here.
So I completely disagree with Tom. I don't know where he was going, and now it's like the media is obsolete is basically what he was going with.
Well, I will say, I think around here that the Patriots have the hammer. They don't need the coverage of any paper or radio station or any of these reporters. They are at the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
They're at the top of the popularity. Their own Twitter account has 5 million followers.
Right.
Other than the Cowboys, they're ahead of all that.
Yeah.
You think the Jags want media coverage? You think Jags need some help with promotion and connecting with their fans?
I would think a lot of the teams would.
Right.
20
and
of the
someday,
teams would.
By the way,
it will
the,
be
Patriots
the Patriots
will.
They
the
will.
1992 Patriots needed it.
Could have used
right?
it. Right? Yeah.
So I agree with Tom right now, but that's a short-term approach to this whole situation.
But I also don't understand his point about, you know, you're making these guys go out there, so what are you going to get out of it? Antonio Brown, anything he said yesterday was going to be the number one story.
Yes.
On radio, on TV.
Yes.
Obviously locally, but nationally even. So, what, we don't want that?
Yeah, I don't. I've never understood that.
All the Patriots, for the most part, 99.9% of them, do Patriot speak. We talk to them every week. What are we doing? What's
right.
the point of that?
Right.
So why do we talk to anybody then?
And there is a small portion of fans that I'm sure we'll hear about from Twitter that'll say, yeah, I don't care what they say. I just want to watch them on Sunday. But in general,
no, that's some.
I think there's a lot of casual sports fans that are probably brought into the Patriots right now in some part because of this Antonio Brown situation. This hasn't been a minor Patriots story. This has been CNN, an Inside Edition, a national sports/news/entertainment story. They want to hear from Antonio Brown. They want to see, you know, Tom Curran overestimated. He said 90 seconds. It was less than that. It was about 62.
It was less, but also he was saying, oh, do I really want to hear him go up there and say I like football?
Sure. Yeah, or not like football.
I do, and the reason why is because he's the one guy, and as Andy pointed out, maybe Belichick has met his match finally after 20 years in New England. Did you know for a fact that Antonio Brown was going to talk to the media yesterday the way that he did? You have no clue.
No.
He might have started calling people liars. Like, you don't know
it's
where he's
going to go.
It's why
people have posed the idea that it's dangerous for him to talk to the NFL. You never know what he's going to say.
Yeah, I feel that way.
Implicate himself in who knows what and just go down a road unless
his assistants
are there.
He does on his emails and his text messages, then I don't think it's going to be a very good look.
But if he comes across as he did
yesterday,
I think he'll be fine.
Well, and then you hear it and you say, it's early in the season. They're about to play week 3, so you have no idea how he might even respond next week. But as far as his media availability, he's 1-for-1.
Yes.
That's how I look at it. He's 1-for-1. You didn't even know if this guy had it in him. Other players were so used to. You know, Gronk kind of mastered it. Plenty of players have gone up there, want to work with my teammates. I'm grateful for this, grateful for that. Count the gratefuls in this.
And this one has been managed as expected by the Patriots and the PR department.
Yes.
The divide and conquer, where Josh Gordon is speaking, and then suddenly, because Josh Gordon is sort of a marquee interview still.
He's
as
been
well.
Great this year.
Yes,
by
very.
The way.
I think he's actually benefited in a lot of ways from Antonio Brown's arrival on and off the field.
Brewski thought it would be worse for him.
No, I think it's better.
I think it has. No, I mean, he didn't know what was going to happen. That was at the time. I remember Brewski saying that he could have like a setback because of him.
Maybe he will, but I think right now, the pressure's off him. He's no longer the focal point, the guy everybody's waiting to fail.
On
they're waiting for
the
Antonio. Right. They're waiting for Antonio Brown to fail off the field. But they did the divide and conquer. Josh Gordon speaking. Oh, Antonio Brown's over here, too. Well, you got to pick who you're going to get.
Yeah,
and
smart.
They did the 3 questions. You're only getting 3 questions. And they've used that going back since Moss in 07.
All of the questions were really good. We're going to get into them right now.
Super grateful to be here. Play for Bill Belichick.
I love that part, by the way.
Play for Tom.
Wait a minute. Bill. Tom's not the coach.
I think that was the most honest thing he said. He's here to play with Tom Brady. That's why he's here. Not to play for Belichick or the Patriots. I think it's to light things up with the GOAT.
I think you're right.
Play for Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. You know, I got a lot of the offense to learn and catch up. But I'm excited and grateful to be here and be a part of these guys.
So, I mean, that's pretty humble, right? Like, right out of the gate.
Nailed it.
Like, I got a long way to go.
Stacey James did a mini fist pump.
It's really, really good. So, let's open it up to questions, shall we? We got a group of reporters there, hungry Patriot reporters down in Foxborough, ready to go. This is a guy, again, who's been on the team about 2 weeks. He has not spoke to the media yet. There is a rape allegation out there. There is a lengthy story about all the issues that he has had. He called his last GM a cracker. He's had a lot of issues.
The NFL is doing an investigation into the rape allegation, in which they interviewed the witness for a reported 10 hours. They are expecting he will interview with the NFL. We don't know whether he has or hasn't.
Right. We don't know. You're right. Good point. 10 hours with Brittany Taylor. Have they even talked to Antonio Brown? So suffice it to say, a lot of good questions available there for Antonio Brown.
Antonio, what's it been like working with Tom?
What's it like?
Don't be a radio bully. No one likes a radio bully.
Andy Hart, what's it like working with Tom?
Fair question.
He just said in his opening statement that he's thrilled to play with Tom Brady. He's got a whole playbook to work with.
Okay, it's not the question I would have
been on ice for 2 weeks. There's 30 people down there all chomping at the bit. You know he's only going to get 3 questions.
Did anybody else?
He's only going to get 3 questions.
Wait.
Oh, my God. What are we going to ask him?
Hey, what's it been like working with Tom?
Oh, what?
The only 2 questions asked were the same question, correct?
Yes.
Did you hear anyone chiming in with a good question?
Hey, Tom, what's it like working with Tom? Follow up to that. Is Bill a good coach? Do you think Bill's a football coach? Is he any good?
Hey, digital boy, re-rack that.
Hey, you want to hear this again?
What's it been like working with Tom?
Do you hear anybody asking any of the questions we just posed? Have you met with the NFL?
I think they're letting
it
breathe a little bit. He just finished.
Don't let it breathe when
finished.
The PR guy
you
is standing there.
You don't want to cut him off. He's the most
interesting. Oh, yes, you do.
No, you don't.
That's how you do this.
See, he barely finished.
Why
this is the end of his. Listen to this end of his answer, and then Woodward and Bernstein are going to jump in there and rip the lid off this thing.
But I'm excited and grateful to be here and be a part of these guys.
Antonio, what's it been like working with Tom?
What?
Wait a minute. You don't think that there was a lack of aggressive questions there?
I think they were waiting for him to finish, and then they were
going to
jump in.
No, you don't wait to finish. Yes, have you ever been to these?
Brady's, I have, actually.
When Brady's Deflategate press conference, people were jumping all over each other, screaming.
All right, well, they should have been there. Maybe they were, all the scoops were down at Josh Gordon at this point.
Well, maybe.
My first thought was planted question.
It's not planted.
And you say
that's
no.
That's ridiculous.
Okay. All right, well,
that's absolutely ridiculous.
I thought maybe last year with Josh Gordon there could have been planted questions.
Yeah, no.
And I thought with Antonio Brown, because then that way you say, listen, there were three questions. He answered them, including what's it like with Tom? How's it going with Tom?
You have...
Oh, quick follow-up. Are you used to the New England weather? Right? It was hot.
Listen.
Now it's cold.
Stop mocking for a minute and listen.
You had
an aggressive young reporter who... It is certainly employed by the team, Patriots.com.
Okay.
Who asked a question.
I mean.
She did not have to shout over anyone except the reporter who works for the station that actually broadcasts their fifth quarter and their preseason games, who was asking a very similar question.
Listen.
Did you hear any of the hard-nosed reporters asking any other? I wasn't there, by the way, so I'm throwing stones from afar.
Well, so fine. Fine. You weren't there.
Did you hear anybody say any question? There's nothing she's shouting over. There were no better questions.
Like working with Tom.
They were just trying to formulate. They were waiting for him to finish.
Have you ever seen this? When there is news to be gathered, whether it's the president, you yell over other reporters. Because you're worried they could walk away at any time. PR already told you. I believe they were informed they were getting three questions. They actually got a fourth freebie that he respected.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he actually respected it from Phil Perry.
Oh, a real question you mean at the end? You got a real question at the end?
But they should be yelling important, poignant questions.
They did.
They didn't.
What's it been like working with Tom?
The only people there that were being aggressive were Megan O'Brien and Levin Reed.
Listen,
they were aggressive. You can question their questions. Did they have a sense of the news? No, but at least they were asking questions.
I've asked a lot of dumb questions in my career, so you can call them as you see them, right? Takes one to know one, whatever you want to say. But my God, the biggest story in sports is Antonio Brown. He finally talks. What's it like with Tom?
What's worse, asking a bad question or just sitting there waiting for somebody else to ask questions?
Well, if you don't have a good question, don't ask a bad one. I think
I personally would have
sat it out. If I'm in that situation, and I've done it with all four of the teams when I was much younger, and I wasn't there to write stories. I was literally there just to get sound, but I could ask questions, and I did occasionally.
Right.
If there was a big story, I'm sitting it out. I got my little microphone up there, and I'm saying, hey, can you talk into this one, please? We got a good, clean cut.
Andy
That's what
Hart
I would do.
Of Patriots.com would have sat this out. If I know there's three questions,
100%.
I would have sat it out.
So would I.
She's
I
more aggressive. She's more aggressive
right
than you and I.
Hey, why'd you choose 17? Why'd you choose
17? Well, we learned about that. He put up a video on YouTube last night.
I know, but I would have wanted him to ask. We're going to go through the rest of this here coming up. And then
we'll have to scream over all the questions being asked. They're not.
There's a good question there at the end. Which
and he respects it.
Which we will get to, and he does. He appreciates the question. You're also going to hear how grateful he is to be here. It's Dale and Keith. Andy Hart is here, Sports Radio W.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We return to a Falls Count Anywhere Friday with Dale and Keith right now on WEEI.
What's it been like working with Tom?
Mitch from Arizona.
He's been doing a lot of DT
detail, a lot of work ethic. Great guy to be around. Just inspire everyone here.
Here we go. It's Dale O'Keefe. Adi Hart is in for Dale today. Antonio Brown spoke yesterday for just over a minute. We're going to move on from that question. They asked about
thank you.
What's it like with Tom? We're moving on from that.
Next question.
Not a. It was not a planted question, I'm being told.
Antonio, what's it been like working with Tom?
Nope, we're moving on, I said. We're not going to do that one anymore.
Funny, you're the one with the mouse over there, digital boy.
Ooh, yeah. All right. Well, here we go. Here's the next question. Here's the next question, because now that the best question was taken, people are probably scrambling a little bit.
Right.
What is the process been to kind of get used to everything as everything's going on in your life?
Levin. I love Levin Reed.
Oh, now we're going to defend that?
No, I'm not.
We're going to bully the first question.
I'm not going to defend Levin Reed. I do think at the end, it's a little something there, but still not great.
What is the process been to kind of get used to everything as everything's going on in your life?
Does drop a, with everything going on in your life, sort of alluding to, hey, we're not under a rock here. We know what's going on. We've heard about this and maybe hope that he talks from there. But also, we're kind of 0 for 2 here.
Yes.
We're 0 for 2.
First of all, we're asking
and you know there's only
football
gonna be three
questions.
Or four. Yeah.
Not off-field or availability or those types of questions. Or have you met with the NFL? Why? Even if you wanted a football question, the one I would have asked is, you have failed miserably in two cities, two NFL franchises in less than a year. Why in hell are we supposed to believe it's going to work?
Good question.
Here?
Good question. I think, have you talked to the league yet is a good question.
I think that's a newsy question.
Right. Oh, yeah. The football side.
But yeah, like even sort of a football side, that. Like, why is this going to work? You went off the rails in Pittsburgh, got into Oakland, and went off the rails in Oakland. Why are you not going to go off the rails here?
Good question. Let's just finish this real quick, and then we can go back.
What is your process been to kind of get used to everything as everything's going on in your life?
Well, it's football. You know, I'm grateful to play football. Every time you walk in the doors here, you know, be your best for the team. So every time I walk in here, I just want to make sure that I'm preparing to keep these guys my best.
Antonio, what have you heard from the league, if anything, about your availability before?
I appreciate that question. You know, I'm just here to just focus on ball and look forward to getting out there in the home stadium and being with the team.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Antonio.
You're welcome.
Super.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. But that was a real question. Have you heard from the league? And he's not going to answer that.
Nope.
But again, I think it is telling that he took, and you're telling me four questions. The first one got cut off everywhere, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Like his opening statement.
I was told there was a question.
I don't know what the first question was. Safe to say we were probably 1 for 4, though, in helpful, useful questions. I know he wasn't going to say anything, but he is such a wild card. Him even having one little media session where he did the Patriot talk, that is pretty telling. I don't know if he does that in Oakland. I don't know if he does that at the end of Pittsburgh. He's 1 for 1 in that regard, but we didn't know about these text messages, which apparently he sent the night before. And
right.
So he's not he's already had an Instagram post, which he had to delete, right? It just, there's nothing outside of Brittany Taylor, and they're still trying to gather all of that information. So put that to the side for right now. That's clearly the most heinous thing he is accused of. Everything else is just eye roll after eye roll after eye roll. Like, nothing would get him suspended or kicked off the team, but you wonder how much of it can they take.
I wonder if he's ever heard the term honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Like, fall in
didn't
line.
Didn't have one in Oakland.
Didn't have one in Oakland.
No.
Doesn't really feel like he's having one here. And I'm talking about the little stuff. You pushed the one major issue.
That's the biggest thing, obviously.
Rape allegation to the side. But the little stuff. I even told you last week, I didn't like the TB12 Instagram Live.
Again, harmless.
To what end?
But what are we doing?
Why are we?
Yeah.
Lay low. You have issues surrounding you. Even regardless of the Brittany Taylor accusation, coming from Oakland, where you were nothing but a distraction, why wouldn't you try to avoid any distraction? What are you getting out of your little
set?
He was bragging. So, hey, Alex, 17,000 on here.
I know.
And you play in front of 68,000 plus.
Is it as simple as he can't help himself?
Yes.
Like with the social media aspect of it anyway. Yeah, that's just what it is.
Is he, you know, some creation of this modern world we live in? He's not the only one.
No.
I deal with it at home. My kids, my everybody gets up, checks their phone. Before they go to bed,
that's
checks their phone. Goes to the bathroom,
and
checks
you imagine,
their phone.
And those are people who, I mean, people who have 100 followers are always checking their thing.
How many
doing
likes
that.
Did I
imagine
get?
Imagine if you have millions.
Yeah.
You have millions, and then you just kind of
But I'd like to think you'd
that.
Be a beyond that at that point. Now I have millions. I know people follow me. I don't need to fuel
And maybe
the beast.
Some people do fall into that category. Others clearly don't, like Antonio Brown. I still think because of his talent on the field, he is worth sticking by for the Patriots. He's making it tougher. You don't.
I don't. And I was all in on bringing him in. I did radio the day he was cut with Mark James and spent 4 hours saying, yes, bring him in, go for it, have fun, score points, win Super Bowls, whatever. Now I'm just like, do you really need this? And maybe I'm being swayed on a number of levels by my job.
Right.
Because I'm sick of him. I'm sick of having to check social media 24/7.
This is such a good team.
We're going to blog the latest thing. We're going to blog this, blog that, blog this, blog that.
Yeah, you are.
Also, I think I'm being swayed by the defense. Now I'm like, well, defense is so damn good. Get rid of Brown. We're good enough. You can go to a Super Bowl without him.
You might be right.
I said we. What position do I play?
Linebacker.com.
I actually cover kicks.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be nice. Speaking of the defense, Jason McCourty will join us coming up next. We also have Michael Irvin at 11:30. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.